This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
To make disciples in Galatia was quite a challenge. As early as 300 years before the birth of Christ, the country separated from the Black Sea by Bithynia and Cappadocia had been known as Galatia. Its borders included Iconium, Lystra, Derbe, and other cities in that area. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Galatians. The Galatians were a simple but very fickle and changeable people, easily rocked from their moorings and set adrift on the sea of whatever came along next. The fact that they were very changeable is easily seen by what happened to Paul. At one point in his ministry among them, they were ready to worship him. Shortly thereafter, a few false teachers were able to quickly change their minds. One minute, they were inclined to worship him, and the next minute, they stoned him and left him for dead. This changeable spirit shows up in their readiness to accept another gospel. Paul said, "I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you to the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there are some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ." Of course, when Paul got wind of that, he spoke out strongly against it. "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." So, to make disciples among a people who were so easily tossed to and fro by the latest fad was a challenge to Paul and the men who traveled with him. At first, Paul's work in Galatia had been very successful. Great multitudes, mostly Gentiles, had enthusiastically accepted Christ. However, after Paul had left them, certain Jewish teachers came along and told them that Gentiles could not be Christians without keeping the law of Moses. The Galatians gave heed to their teachings with the same wholeheartedness which they had at first received Paul's message. Paul's answer to that false teaching is classic. "I do not make void the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain." And the Jewish leaders went on to tell them that they also had to submit to the various ceremonies of the Jewish religion. When Paul heard of that, he wrote this letter to tell them how utterly foolish they were to believe such heresy. Admittedly, these things had been a necessary part of the Jewish national life and religion, but it was not part of the gospel and had nothing whatsoever to do with salvation. These false teachers were very clever and full of zeal. They made it their business to unsettle and trouble the Gentile believers. What they were trying to do was to stamp the gospel of Christ with a Jewish trademark and make salvation a matter of works. Paul stood against this with equal dedication and zeal. Had the observance of the law been imposed on Gentile converts, the expansion of Christianity into a world mission would have been sidetracked and ground to a halt. So Paul cries out against this. "Christ is all sufficient for our perfect freedom in Him. We are set free from bondage and brought to a place of spiritual maturity and liberty in Him. These false teachers declared that Christ had kept the law, and therefore we, as His followers, should do likewise. He lived under and fulfilled the law. For that reason, you and I, through Him and His saving work, are set free. John said, 'For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.'" Study Galatians to learn of your freedom in Christ.
To encourage you in your life of daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Daily Walk directs your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to live a Christ-centered life and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.